This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. It turns out the Mardi Gras parade will be having an extra pup in their lineup. In honour of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, the world's largest fiberglass guide dog will be making an official debut at the parade. Standing over 4 metres tall and weighing nearly 700 kilograms, Gulliver, the fiberglass Labrador who has toured Australia for years promoting guide dog services, will be getting a makeover at the Museum of Contemporary Art for its big day in the parade. Gulliver will be adorned with a giant fluorescent cape that has tactile elements, allowing people with blindness or low vision the opportunity to experience Gulliver's adornments through touch, with the very fitting theme of Feel the Love to bring the float together. Two teenage boys have been charged with kidnapping and murder, and a third teen has also been arrested in relation to the death of 56-year-old Canberra man Peter Keeley. On February the 2nd, a man walking his dog discovered Keeley's body dumped in bushes in Brawley near Batemans Bay. It is believed Keeley was on his way to a meetup arranged on popular gay dating app Grindr. The detective did not speculate on a motive and said there were several lines of inquiry, including whether the murder was a hate crime. Former rugby player Casey Conway has shared screenshots of racist abuse he copped on his first day on gay hookup app Grindr. The First Nations model and youth worker took to Twitter to share the cringeworthy encounter from day one on the app. The other user had hit him up early on day one, asking, "How's your morning?" But as Conway explained in his tweet, the man had written, "Only attracted to white guys" on his profile. So Conway replied, "Sorry, I'm not a white guy as specified in your profile." The man retorted, "Dude, Asians put white guys only in their account all the time. What's with the reverse racism?" before barreling Conway with a number of abusive messages. Conway reflected on the incident by tweeting, "It was a quick reminder of how tragic that app is and of how racist the rainbow community can be." Virginia has become the first southern US state to pass broad-spectrum LGBTIQ rights legislation banning discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations. The Virginia Values Act bill passed through the Virginia Senate and House of Delegates on February the 7th with bipartisan votes of 59-35 in the House and 30-9 in the Senate. Advocates and activists are praising Virginia lawmakers for making the state the first in America's South to enact such protections for the LGBTIQ community after newly elected Democrats continued to advance anti-discrimination bills that Republicans had blocked for years. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Olympian Gus Kenworthy has made history by becoming the first British skier to win a freestyle gold medal at the World Halfpipe competition. He won the Calgary Snow Rodeo in Canada in his first halfpipe world comp in over 2 years since switching from Team USA. The Alliance Defending Freedom have sued Connecticut schools for letting trans girls compete in high school sports. The hate group who oppose LGBT rights staged a news conference at the Capitol Building in Hartford, holding up signs calling for protection against female sports in the hopes of legalising discrimination against trans girls. At least 10 states are now attempting to legalise discrimination against trans student athletes, with Arizona and Iowa officially joining the group this week. A new study has shown that two-thirds of male rugby players have heard their teammates use homophobic slurs. Monash Uni research revealed that 69% of participants heard teammates use the slurs fag and dyke and want it to stop, and nearly half admitted to using the language themselves. Experts say the behaviour is motivated by peer pressure, not prejudice towards gay people, as many players express positive attitudes towards the LGBT community. The findings will be used to develop programs to stop the use of slurs aimed at LGBT sports people. And finally, spectators have been ordered to remove their rainbow flags during Israel Folau's French Rugby League debut. Folau was cheered as he scored a try for the Catalans Dragons in their win over Castleford, while security told fans to remove their pride protests for health and safety reasons, saying it was against club policy. A Dragons spokesperson told Sky News rainbow flags are not banned at the club and say they are now investigating the matter.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.